Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities have confirmed that a deceased individual discovered in Arizona is not linked to the ongoing investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Following the discovery of a woman's body near a canal in Phoenix, the Pima County Sheriff's Office responded to rumors about a potential connection to Nancy's case. On March 8, they informed TMZ that they had, quote, not been notified of any connection regarding that case to the Nancy Guthrie case. Nancy, 84, was reported missing on February 1 after she vanished from her Tucson, Arizona home, which is over 100 miles from Phoenix. She was last seen having dinner with her daughter, Annie Guthrie, the night before a family member contacted authorities. Since Nancy's disappearance, her daughter, Savannah, 54, has been absent from the Today Show, with former co-anchor Hoda Kotb filling in alongside Craig Melvin. However, Savannah made a brief visit to the Today Show offices earlier this month to check in with her colleagues. In light of the ongoing search for Nancy, a reward offered by Savannah and her family for a safe return has now reached $1 million. Additionally, the FBI continues to offer a $100,000 reward for credible information that could assist in locating Nancy. Recent reports indicate that the FBI is investigating a potential internet outage coinciding with Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. Neighbors have reported unusual interruptions in service, with one resident saying that his Ring camera footage from the night Nancy went missing is inexplicably, quote, not available. Other neighbors have confirmed that the FBI has questioned them about similar internet disruptions in their Tucson neighborhood on February 1. Moreover, an antenna-like device spotted in the footage from Guthrie's doorbell camera has raised questions about its possible function as a signal jammer, which could explain the service interruptions in the area. As the search for the missing 84-year-old continues into its second month, FBI agents were observed investigating a property adjacent to Guthrie's home, and Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanyo stated to NBC News that investigators are definitely close to finding a suspect.
I think the investigators are definitely closer. I think that you probably won't want to hear this, but we're kind of relieved that the media is moving on to other things, because for us, we got a lot of intel, a lot of leads, but now it's time to just go to work. Allow my team to do what they do, investigate crimes. They are working hard. I've said this from the beginning. I have full faith, full confidence. They're going to solve this.
More crime and justice news after this. A woman has been taken into custody following an incident in which she allegedly fired several rounds into Rihanna's mansion in Beverly Hills, California, resulting in one bullet piercing through the wall. According to law enforcement sources cited by the Los Angeles Times, on Sunday, March 8, the shooting occurred around 1:21 p.m. local time. Officers responded to the scene and arrested a 30-year-old woman whose name has not yet been released. At the time of the incident, Rihanna, 38, was inside the home, although it remains unclear whether anyone else was present. Authorities reported that the suspect fired multiple shots from her vehicle directly across from Rihanna's home. LAPD radio dispatch audio captured the first responder stating that approximately 10 shots had been fired from a white Tesla parked across the street before the vehicle fled south on Coldwater Canyon Drive. Reports indicate that Rihanna resides with her partner, rapper ASAP Rocky, and their three children. And now to Iowa. Police in Jefferson County are asking for the public's help regarding a missing woman, Mary Ann Falk. Falk was last seen just before 10 p.m. on Friday, March 6, leaving her home on foot near the 1700 block of Jupiter Avenue in Vedic City. Falk stands 5'2", weighs about 160 pounds. She is 75 years old. She was last seen wearing yellow pants, a white T-shirt, and pink and purple shoes. The Iowa State Patrol conducted a flyover of the city with a thermal imaging drone on Sunday afternoon in an attempt to find the woman, but she is still missing. Anyone with questions or information regarding the whereabouts of Mary Ann Falk is asked to call the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at 641-472-3576. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.